Encounters with Grace, looking for love in all the right places. Encounters with Grace is a compilation of essays, prose, and images based on the musings of the urban herbalist Charlene Marie Muhammad. In 2019, Encounters with Grace is dedicated to 365 days of Finding Nemo, never-ending moments of openness to the universal principles of peace. Encounter number 13. Sometimes I just sit and think. Got up this morning with the intention to sit still with a local Zen group in my neighborhood. I switched on the sunrise noise of the NPR, broadcasting what is now their usual depiction of the world's anxiety and grief, percolated my morning cup of Belletti, then hopped in my vehicle and joined the exhaust-filled roadway, baffled by the amount of traffic building volumes before dawn. Even though I just got out of my bed with a good night's sleep, boy, do I need meditation right about now. After arriving at the meditation center, I took my seat amongst the other early risers and settled in. Meditation is a fascinating practice. When I was first introduced to the process, I was instructed on how to sit properly. That required maintaining the alignment of my spine, applesaucing my legs, contorting my fingers in various circular shapes, bowing my head and closing my eyes. All this was supposedly to lead me into deeper contemplations on life, liberty, and the pursuit of nirvana. Yet what I experienced was pain. Back aches, leg cramps, head bobbing as I slipped into sleep at times and whatnot, watching the reruns of my mind nearly driving me crazy. Gradually, I took on other techniques designed to still my monkey mind, counting my breath mainly. And at times, this proved to be beneficial as I marked my progress and success in meditation practice. As my meditation practice evolved, I grew to enjoy my ability to sit with myself and reflect on life in its magnificent duality. Meditation is not always a peaceful practice, especially when one is peeling back the layers of one's own discontent or dissatisfaction with self and others. Yet if one is determined, one gets to the heart of the matter, and that is the purpose of taking the seat. So today, I took my seat with the intention of doing just that, sitting. 100 days into this new year, and I decided that the busyness of my life would not get all of my time. We in the civil service of society, aka monks without monasteries, as Carolyn Mace so aptly describes the us is trying to save the world, we need to sit down from time to time and enjoy a little selfishness. And so I sat. And as I did sit, my meditation drew me into a vision of others sitting as I was, not for self, but for the world. Sitting to still the disquiet energetic force field that is agitating so many of we masses. Sitting to hold a space where the innate forces of nature are acknowledged and appreciated. Sitting so that the elements, fire, water, earth, and air, believe someone cares. My meditation vision is not unique. Organizations like the HeartMath Institute has a mission of lifting global consciousness by raising the collective vibration and expanding humankind's capacity to love. The Institute's vision is to cultivate coherent heart-center interactions that will generate a higher vibrational consciousness field globally and thereby increasing individual, social, and global coherence and resonance. HeartMath has been conducting scientific research on the global energy shifts that occur when folks from around the world come together for heart-centered meditation practices. The results of their research? Sharing the love works. Now, if all this scientific research stuff does not resonate with your vibe, recall this simple childhood practice technique that was taught to us by the world's more famous and favorite anthropomorphic bear friend, Winnie the Pooh. Sometimes I just sits and thinks, and sometimes I just sits. Here's to changing the world, one seat at a time.